Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us today. It is 5:07 at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com in the southern part of the Upstate, 101.5 FM in Anderson. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. The Democrats are continuing the harangue on Capitol Hill, and that's not likely to go away anytime soon. This is going to be going on and on and on and on. But they've covered no new ground today. They've merely managed to beat to death many of the points that were already beaten to death before the House Intelligence Committee and before the House Judiciary Committee. And even better, we had the same people who were beating it to death, the chairs of those two committees, who happened to be impeachment managers, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, going on and on and on and on. So, for what it's worth. The Independent Messenger newspaper of Emporia, Virginia, took a letter to the editor from an attendee at that rally in Richmond. And this letter writer said that to share exuberantly the events of Lobby Day is not without wonderful enthusiasm for a day I interpreted as an awesome American revival. And this particular woman had signed up got on the bus on the day of the rally. She said the attendees on the bus, many Vietnam veterans, began the trip to Richmond with a prayer. The trip was uneventful, light, and lively. Upon our arrival in Richmond, we were met by the Richmond police. Two boarded our bus. One on a motorcycle led our bus to the parking lot. And the officer said, on behalf of the Richmond Police Department, we welcome you to the city of Richmond. It is our hope all in attendance will be able to peacefully assemble and express their views as guaranteed by the First Amendment. Those choosing to do so with legal firearms in an area is not prohibited by any ordinance, statute, or declaration may also do so as guaranteed by the Second Amendment. To ensure everyone's safety and security, reminded the group that the laws will be strictly enforced. Report any suspicious activity to the nearest police officer. Do not interfere so that the day remains safe for all, which, of course, it did. And then the police provided them a map of the area, and those on the bus thanked the police for being as helpful as that they did. And as this writer to this newspaper put it, the police did an excellent job. I'll tell you some more about what was in that letter later on, but it was quite impressive. We have Ralph in Spartanburg who joins us this afternoon on the Bobby Mack Show at 5:10. Good afternoon, Ralph.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, sir. Yeah, thank you.
I'm just totally amazed. You know, it's almost like you remember 9/11?
Vividly.
When you were sitting there looking in the... I didn't see the second plane, but when that second plane went into that. You said, that can't be real. This has to be a movie stunt.
Right.
It was so surreal. This is as surreal that a guy who's doing his job and only asked for a bumbling idiot, he didn't even mention the bumbling idiot's name, just wanted them to take on corruption. And so the Democrats being such Indians like Hiawatha says they are, they circled their wagon and they went after Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't want Joe Biden's laundry out in public.
No, they don't, because he may well wind up being their nominee for president. So you're right. Go ahead.
They're so mad Hillary lost, and I mean, her laundry's three times worse than his.
Well, I'm not that familiar with her laundry, but no, I am, in terms of the baggage that she carried. Yeah, a bunch.
Dirty laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I understand thoroughly.
It's amazing. I pray for us as a country. This is, I mean, you know, well, their intent was to take God out of everything so that they could be God. They've accomplished that. And so.
Well, they certainly have tried. They certainly have tried.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not God, but they've accomplished that people look to them as if they're supposed to support them.
Well, there are those out there. There are all those who cast their vote strictly based on who gives them the most free stuff. That's true.
Yep. And what gets me is they claim they're going to take care of us, but forgive me for saying it as well, saying it this way, they're going to take care of their damn self. That's all they ever do.
Mm-hmm.
They come out on top. They can't get a charge. They can't be arrested. They can't be slowed down. But yet people vote for them because, oh, they're the party of the people. They are not the party of the people. They are a party of themselves.
That's very true. They are the party of themselves.
40 years. Mom worked 40 years teaching, sat there waiting on $900 a month to survive off of, and they want to bring people in here that don't even have citizenship and give them $2,000. Take care of home first.
There's no question about the fact that open borders would never work, and even those who are in favor of open borders admit that they don't want the drug dealers coming in and the gang members coming in and the terrorists coming in. And then if you ask them, well, unless you stop people long enough to vet them, how do you know they're not coming in? Well, that just simply short-circuits their little mini brain, because the idea of a wall just gets in the way of their whole warm and fuzzy notion of diversity and inclusivity, and they have no practical answer to it. The answer is obviously that not everybody should come into this country, and that we are the ones who should determine that. So you're quite correct.
That's right. One final thing, they hadn't calculated what really goes on in the Spanish community. They're loyal to each other. So,
well, it varies. There are many fine people of Spanish extraction who come to this country and who become great citizens. The issue is one of how you come here. This is not the international flop house, and you do not have a right to just barge in anytime you feel like it.
Well, if they grant them citizenship, they're going to vote for themselves.
Well, I'll put it this way. If, in fact, they actually go through the process of getting citizenship, then you might very well consider seriously the necessity of you know, letting them express their vote like everybody else, but only if they come here legally. Only if they come here legally, Ralph.
I agree, but they want to give them rights to vote. They'll vote for themselves. They won't be an Anglo-Saxon European descent or African-American descent in Congress in 30 years. They'll all be Hispanic.
Well, that would require a reproductive rate that is in excess of anything that's humanly possible. But thanks for your thoughts, Ralph, and appreciate your call and your listenership. 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. When we come back, I'll finish that letter from the woman who attended the Second Amendment rally in Richmond, Virginia on Monday. It's quite an interesting letter, and it's a lot different from what you get from the news media. So I'll finish that letter when we come back, take more calls, texts, and hey, whatever. Good to have you with us. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and the time is 5:15.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got you covered right there. Thanks for being with us today at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And we have the Ingalls Advantage talk line available for you at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. I was reading a letter from a woman who was in attendance at that Richmond, Virginia gun rally on Monday. She's from Emporia, Virginia, and wrote this letter to the editor of the Emporia Independent Messenger newspaper. Anyway, after they had been greeted by the police very warmly and professionally, they walked to the area open to all, where tables were set up with state police to check bags and coats for those who were going up on the hill where the activity took place. The mood was very friendly and cordial. The state police welcomed us. On the hill, she says, the speakers were all organized. We had a prayer, pledge of allegiance, sang the national anthem, an awesome sound to hear over 20,000 yelling USA was amazing. She spoke with many who were from out of state, West Virginia, Ohio, North Carolina, South Carolina, Kentucky, and then she met a gentleman from Chicago who had had every gun confiscated through the red flag laws, even though he had no criminal record. And not even a parking ticket. He said, do not let them do to Virginia what they have done to Chicago. And the lady says, that was the moment I will always take away from the event. It reminded me so much of what Hitler did to Germany, registration and confiscation. And Hitler killed 6 million people who were unable to defend themselves. This woman says, there were numerous Republican senators and delegates mingling with the crowd. My delegate and senator were nowhere to be found. And no other Democrat was seen in the area. And the fencing put up, she says, was nonsensical. Gee, Democrats, you do understand borders, but you have it backwards. We are the good citizens, including the veterans who fought for you defending our Constitution. Mr. Governor, no state of emergency was needed, as you more than likely knew. We had already about 120 communities to vote on Second Amendment sanctuary, and no one was ever arrested, and no fight would come out of this crowd, for we are about defense, not offense. We don't start it, but we will finish it. She goes on to add that there were numerous speakers, such as the gentleman from Texas, Jack Wilson, who saved numerous lives in that church. Another delegate, Republican Amanda Chase. A wonderful day, she sums up, and my hat off to all of the coordinators. And no trash, and a great day of camaraderie. Martha Dodd Slippy is her name. So that's not exactly the view that we got, courtesy of the media, from what happened in Richmond, but I wanted to share that with you. That's from somebody who was actually there and who actually knows whereof she speaks. All right, the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line at 71307 here. Trump trying to win 2020, Dems still trying to win 2016. That's very well put. Very well put. Yeah, they are still trying to win in 2016. Maybe they can demand another recount. We can just send our time machine back and we'll swear in Hillary anyway. Sure you will. Okay. Anyway, here, is it not appropriate that the guy's name is Nadler? Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, someone had a problem with the contest line. I guess that we don't do the contest after 5 p.m. That may be your problem. So I want to keep that in mind here. Oh, let's see here. I have something else that I thought was worthy of notice here. It has to do with one of our favorite subjects, of course, Obamacare. The Supreme Court has refused to consider a fast-track review of a lawsuit that threatens Obamacare, making it highly unlikely the justices will decide the case before the 2020 election. There have been a request by 20 mainly Democrat states and the Democrat-led House of Representatives to decide quickly on a lower court ruling that declared part of Obamacare unconstitutional and casts a considerable cloud over the rest. Well, defenders of Obamacare argue that the issues raised by the case are too important to let the litigation drag on for months or years in lower courts, and that the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans erred when it struck down the Obamacare now toothless requirement that Americans have health insurance. Well, the justices at the Supreme Court did not comment on their order. They will consider the appeal on their normal timetable and could decide in the coming months whether to take up the case or not. But the idea that there would be a fast-track review of the Obamacare situation, that's not going to happen. The Supreme Court disagreed with the Democrats in that particular case, and so that's where it stands now. Got a call from Mike in Greenville, who joins us this afternoon. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Jimbo. How you doing?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Good. I was driving home in the 4 o'clock hour and heard the discussion about the February primary, presidential primary.
Yeah.
And that discussion got me thinking. So I called Conway, and he told me exactly what you said, that you can vote in February, and then when June comes around, you can change whichever party you want to.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not connected at all. That's correct.
Correct. I just want to get that out there. So,
yeah. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's good.
I mean, honestly, I'm just going to plan to vote any way that I think will mess them up the most. Some may say that's not a very, very noble goal. I don't care. It's my vote. I'm allowed to cast it any way I want to. I'm not going to, make
Democrat,
a mockery of
Democrats
it. I'm not going to write
thing.
In Mickey Mouse or something. I'm just going to,
Yeah. Well, Democrats do the same thing. So.
They can, and they do. This is just a small version. You remember back to 08 when Rush Limbaugh had Operation Chaos?
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's right. It worked very well, too.
And it did work very well. You can argue that Hillary Clinton carried Mississippi and Texas because Rush got enough Republicans to vote in the Democrat primary that year that it prolonged the Democrats' agony of trying to decide whether it was going to be Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. So, yeah, this is just a small version of that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work, and I do appreciate it.
Well, absolutely. I thank you very much for giving us a shout and for our listenership as well, Mike. I do thank you very much. Yeah, that's right. We got the February 29th Democrat primary. Joe Biden's lead in the polls is immense. Of course, the black vote is huge in the South Carolina Democratic primary electorate. And nationwide, especially now that you've got Kamala Harris and Cory Booker out of the race, nationwide, all of the official black support, like the Black Caucus, four more members of the Black Caucus just endorsed Biden. He's going to do very well here. Nationwide? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. This is Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3, and the time is 5:29.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And thank you very much. Appreciate that. At 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, our Ingalls Advantage talk line. We'd love to hear from you. Or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, 71307. And glad to have you with us here this afternoon. As we note that the impeachment trial is continuing. And I'll tell you right now, there are those I know who have tried to watch every second of stuff like this. I know a person who watched almost every second of the O.J. Simpson murder trial, which, of course, didn't go on as long as this thing is going to go on, but it could be pretty tedious at times. At least there were moments that were halfway dramatic and interesting. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. And even that person, I think, wound up just pretty much frayed around the edges from all of that. Watching this thing would just drive you crazy. So we'll stay on top of it. But anyway, the opening arguments are the same ones you've already heard, the very self-same arguments. And if they actually come up with something new, I think that's what a lot of people were thinking about as regards this, that surely you wouldn't pursue this impeachment this hard, this far, this long, unless you had something. And I recognized the logic of that this was just too lame, too pathetic. But the other side of the coin is that if they'd had something, Democrats can't keep a secret, it would have leaked. If they'd had really killer evidence, it would have leaked. They don't. They don't. They don't like Donald Trump. And mostly their answer to that is, no, it's not that we don't like Donald Trump. We really, 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 really don't like Donald Trump. So therefore, it makes it okay to invoke the most serious clause in the U.S. Constitution, the impeachment clause, because they really, really don't like him. Why don't they like him? Well, partly they don't like his in-your-face demeanor. But that's not probably even the main reason. The main reason is that there are those in the Democrat Party who just simply have reached the point where they are no longer even tolerant of people of opposing viewpoints. Not all of them, but many of them, an increasing number of them. And they don't even want to hear what you have to say, and they certainly don't want to give you a chance to put people you support in positions of power. And that is a viewpoint that has been taught at a lot of our institutions of higher education, a phrase I put in quotation marks, higher education. That is a viewpoint that has been put there, in many cases, by your tax dollars, of course, since we pay for the professors at public universities. But that's a whole other program someday. Suffice it to say that this is the problem that we face when dealing with these people, that they are just not interested in your point of view. They're not interested in a debate or a discussion. They're right, you're wrong, end of the discussion. And that's why it is so difficult to deal with these people. So this is what we've had stuck at us this past day. I note the thoughts that are put forward by impeachment attorney Ken Starr, of course, has been on both sides of this. He was part of the prosecution against Bill Clinton and now part of the defense team for Donald Trump, a former judge and independent counsel. And he, of course, his investigation led directly to the Clinton impeachment and is now part of the Trump defense team. Well, Ken Starr has stated, "It's unwise of the House. It is made up. There is really no such thing as obstruction of Congress." Now, those of you who over the years may have followed such events in the news, and you're familiar with the term obstruction of justice or contempt of Congress, but if you have followed such events, and I remember the first time I heard this and I thought, you know, I've never heard obstruction of Congress before. And at the moment that I first thought that, I thought, well, maybe you just missed something. But no, I didn't just miss something. In fact, this was a made-up phrase just for this impeachment. Obstruction of Congress does not exist. To go ahead with what Ken Starr has been saying here, if there is, then go to court. You've got subpoenas for documents. You've got subpoenas for witnesses. You go to court. In effect, they're saying we don't care what the defenses are. They have put forward legal arguments as to why the president is not participating with this impeachment inquiry. So they essentially have told the defense team for Donald Trump that they're in contempt of Congress or obstructing Congress. This has never been tried before, says Ken Starr, and it is, I think, a willful betrayal of the tradition of separations of power. Well, I think that that's a fair point. But yeah, this phrase, obstruction of Congress, made up out of whole cloth. Jimbo for Bobby Mack, it's 18 before 6 as we talk to Richard, calling in on his cell phone this afternoon. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Mr. Bohannon.
Hey, yes, sir.
The impeachment, the convictions in the Senate. Okay, because of the FA, the way I understand it, they're going to go through their opening statements and have some deliberation before they even consider if they're going to bring in, you know, other witnesses.
Is that correct? That is correct.
Okay. All right, so here's my question. All right, because we know we've seen it, and it may be one of the cards that Democrats have up their sleeve. With that being said, having witnesses that should have been called in the House that will be called in the Senate, can, if you're subpoenaed, I guess, before the Senate, can you still plead the Fifth?
I'm not sure about that. I guess you can. You know, honestly, you're getting into lawyer country here, and I'm not honestly sure if you can plead the Fifth. I know that in a court of law, of course, if you incriminate yourself under oath, then prosecutors can turn around and use that against you. That's why people plead the Fifth, that I refuse to testify on the grounds that it might tend to incriminate me or violate my Fifth Amendment rights. Does that apply in an impeachment trial, which is, of course, not really a trial? And that's a good question. You need to ask a lawyer on that one, Richard. I don't know.
Right, because, I mean, they subpoenaed her, she pled the Fifth for Obama's Secretary of State, I think. And it seems like all the Democrats, they played the Fifth when Congress was.
You don't mean Loretta? Loretta Lynch was the Attorney General.
Yeah, Attorney General. I'm sorry.
The Secretaries of State Obama had were Hillary and John Kerry, that I recall.
Right. Yeah. I tried to forget those as quickly as I could.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they're up their sleeve because they'll get whatever witnesses from the. White House or President Trump's, and then we'll start calling Biden and Biden's son and Biden's aunt. And they'll say, "Well, we'll complete the Fifth. Okay, show's over. Bye. Let's take our vote."
I'm not sure that they could do that. I'll put it this way: politically, if in fact you called Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and they pleaded the Fifth, that might be legally permissible, but it would be politically devastating.
Well, I might show you how big the stakes are. You know,
that would end the Joe Biden presidential candidacy if he did that.
Right. I think that might be part of the underlying thing because of this. They got a ringer somewhere they're going to bring in, but we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate your thoughts, Richard. Thank you for listening as well, Jimbo for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD. Glad you're with us this afternoon, and the time is moving right along here. We're at 15 minutes now before 6 p.m.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
How do you do? Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Jimbo for Bobby Mack today and tomorrow. I'll be Vince on Friday. And through it all, of course, you can reach us at the Ingalls Advantage talk line of 1-800-347-1063. Brenda called in on her cell phone this afternoon. And good afternoon, Brenda. What's on your mind?
Well, hello. How are you again?
Hi there. I'm fine. Thank you.
Great. Well, I'm calling in today to discuss the red flag law.
Oh, yeah.
And a concern there. The research, some of the research that I've done and the cases that I've heard where there's been numerous people that have been shot and lost their lives. One of my concerns about the red flag law is the lack of due process.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the greatest concern.
Yep.
While I understand that we need to curtail and make sure that a dangerous person, a person that is not stable, should not have a gun, I agree with that. But who determines who is not stable?
Yeah. That's right.
You know, a neighbor gets mad with a neighbor, correct?
Yep.
Calls the police, and the next thing you know, there's five police cars, and a person is being either shot, hauled off to jail. And so the concern is the proper procedure, just like in any type of case of commitment. We have a special needs daughter, and in order to have any kind of, once I get 18, any type of commitment, you have to have a due process hearing. That person has a right to be heard in the probate court, to be determined by doctors whether they're stable. Well, I would say that that same procedure should apply, that there should be doctors to evaluate, and there should be a hearing to determine before we go out and all of a sudden begin taking someone's guns. That's the same thing as DSS does. In a lot of cases, they take people's children on an allegation that is later determined unfounded, but they will take them immediately without a due process hearing. I am all about protecting people, safety, but I'm also realize that there are many people out here that are vengeful, and they will make allegations that are unfounded. In the meantime, you end up with someone in the red flag case, as the 72-year-old man in Maryland, who ended up dead. So I think that that is certainly something that needs to. There is not even a question whether there should be a due process. If they're going, I'm not supporting I don't support what they call the red flag law now, as it is.
Yep.
Do I support that? We already have laws that prevent people that when they go to get a concealed weapons permit, they have to list whether or not they have had any issues.
That's right.
So, you know, do we need to pass a law that says, no, I'm not in support of the red flag. I am not in support of that. I am in support that we have laws that we have, that we make sure that people that should not have guns do not have them. Are we going to be able to do that? Absolutely not. Criminals will have guns when citizens will not. Criminals will always find a way to get a gun.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So there's my take on that.
Yeah.
And that goes to also the concern of our Constitution. I'm going to add this one last comment in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been researching and reading on the article 5 amendments to our Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And the term limits they want for the Washington politician.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my take on that is, why don't we have term limits on our state legislators?
Many states do.
And we need that in South Carolina. And that should be a priority. And at this time, I don't trust our South Carolina legislators after they have, you might say, with the Base Load Review Act that they passed, and the road tax, the gas taxes, that we have no clue where the money is. Do you think I trust our state legislators with an Article 5?
Well, now, I'm not sure what the process is in South Carolina. At the federal level, there are two ways you start a constitutional amendment. One, by passage of two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate, which we've always used, and the other is through this convention.
Right.
I'm not that familiar with the South Carolina state constitution and the methods by which it is amended. But there are methods to amend it,
well,
I can assure you.
Right,
anyway.
But what I'm saying is our state legislators, though, have to agree to the Article 5.
They have to agree to whatever is the appropriate process here. We've passed out of time here, Brenda. Thanks for your listenership and your call. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean. Here again tomorrow, and this is 106.3 WORD. The time now, 3 before 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.